USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump in New York City for a meeting of the United Nations General Assembly, where he's asked by reporters about the latest allegations against his Supreme Court nominee, Brett Kavanaugh. A second woman is now making allegations of sexual misconduct back in the early 80s. President Trump tells reporters,
people who come out of the woodwork from 36 years ago and 30 years ago and never mentioned it, all of a sudden it happens. In my opinion, it's totally political.
In a statement, Kavanaugh strongly denies the woman's allegations that he exposed himself to her when they were at a party at Yale in the early 80s. President Trump says a second summit with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un may happen soon. The president this morning citing tremendous progress in talks with the North towards denuclearizing the peninsula. This is USA Radio News.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I shopped the many highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $27 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-591-9426. That's 800-591-9426. 800-591-9426. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
A sentencing hearing is underway at a suburban Philadelphia courthouse for Bill Cosby, who will be sentenced in his sexual assault case. Upon his arrival this morning, the 81-year-old was greeted by some angry protesters who were yelling at him as he walked inside. He was found guilty in April of drugging and sexually assaulting a woman at his home in 2004. Iran blaming the U.S. for an attack on a military parade.
At least 25 people killed in Iran during an attack on a military parade, the country blaming the U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo reacts.
We want Iran to stop being the world's largest state sponsor of terror.
The Secretary of State, a guest on Fox News Sunday.
When you have a security incident at home, blaming others is an enormous mistake. And the loss of innocent lives is tragic.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
Find us online anytime at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
South Carolina emergency officials are telling thousands of people in and around the city of Georgetown to get out before floodwaters sweep over that area. As many as 8,000 people in the community midway between Charleston and Myrtle Beach could be in danger. Researchers at Yale University have found the average number of illegal immigrants in the U.S. could total over 22 million, about twice as high as the formerly accepted statistic. Here's John Clemens with more.
Speaking on the program, Yale Insights, researcher Dr. Edward Kaplan of the School of Management said they tried to use a conservative estimate of the number of illegal immigrants.
We have a conservative estimate that says the number is at least 16.7 million.
So they used mathematical modeling on a range of demographic and immigration operations data to come up with a better estimate of 22 million.
On average, we're estimating something like 22 million undocumented immigrants in the United States.
I'm John Clemens.
And Democrats are holding a 12-point advantage over Republicans 6 weeks before the midterm elections. According to a new NBC News Wall Street Journal poll, it finds 52% of registered voters surveyed say they prefer a Congress controlled by Democrats, while 40% want Republicans to maintain control of Congress. That 12-point lead for the Democrats is the highest of this election cycle in that survey. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.